Forgive me, Father. It has been 3 weeks since my last confession. Do you remember the last time I was here? I wasn't here for a confession last time. I was here for advice. Yeah, I was having impure thoughts about a poem in my class. He told me to pray, to take a cold shower, and to keep a healthy distance. It was working, especially the cold shower. Now I need more advice. I don't know what's wrong with me, but a few days ago my impure thoughts keep flashing in my mind. It keep waking me up at night. Yes, rather horrible, depraved fantasies about the boy. He was in my bedroom, naked. Father, I tried to look away, but his muscles, his rock hard abs, it made me feel like I was on fire. I knew that I needed a cold shower and that it usually worked, but one night the feeling was so intense. I knew it was wrong, but it felt so fucking good. Apologies for that. This is one of the reasons I had to see you. I'm having such a difficult time controlling myself. I need forgiveness. I need help. No. There is more. I touched myself one night and now I have been doing it daily. Sometimes I even find myself cropping my breast and rubbing myself during the day. It's like my hands, they have a mind of their own. Even though all I want to do is my nipples feel so good when I pinch them. I know I'm not supposed to touch, but they're so hard. This cold burns so restrictive. Father, what is wrong with me? All I want to do is have sex. Not just a boy, too. Even women are... Even women are making me feel so... I know, Father, it's wrong. It's all very wrong. But the thoughts keep coming. Their shell skin. Their full breasts. Their soft lips. Father, do you ever think about giving in and having sex? Please, Father, be honest with me. You've had to have the urge before. Feel the temptation. The lonely single mom looking for guidance. One of the sisters in the convent. What about an innocent virgin? A college student trying so hard to hold on to her purity, but her hormones are driving her crazy. You know they must be so tight. How they moan as your heart cock pumped in and out. You would make them so hard. You would make them come so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, it feels so good. Yes, Mother, I just fingered myself. How naughty was that? I know I should say sorry, but I don't feel that way anymore. In fact, I feel so much better now. No, Papa. I still feel so horny, but I think I understand what's been happening. These feelings, natural. I've been holding myself back. I need to embrace these changes. I need to just enjoy the ride this much. I need to just enjoy the ride this maturing body is taking me. It's too late, Papa. You can't convince me now. I'm done with trying to be good. That's right. That's right. An earth-shattering orgasm is just what I needed. I think I should try it. Oh, come on. Don't act like you never thought about it. You're thinking about it right now. Father, it's all so clear to me now. I know why my body feels so good. Why my body has been changing. It was made for fucking and sucking. My purpose is to use my perky tits, my fat round hands, and my super tight pussy to train the balls of man. I need to make them come. And a woman too. I'm super. I'm sure my tongue can make some nuns come. Finally, I was wondering when you would finally come see me. Oh my, look at the bulge. That smell is smelling amazing. It's a cum. I can practically smell it in your balls. Your bulge. Well, I can easily see that. You're so backed up, baby. Let me relieve that pressure for you. Let me show that cum. Drink every last drop. Yes, please. time you let loose. I do have to confess, though. I've been having a whole lot of sex. She was a boy. Jenna was a sorority girl. I couldn't help myself. I didn't understand why I was so insatiable, but now I know why. It's when my tits doubled in size. My hips are so hypnotic now. Where I can smell the cum in your balls. I am a succubus, and I'm here to turn you bad. You can fight a temptation, can you? Yes. Kidding. Let me corrupt you. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Oh, that feels so good. Fuck, doesn't it, brother? Come on, say it. Say how much you love being in my pussy. It doesn't have to start today, no. I can come back and we can fuck again, or you can fuck one of the snones. Shit, you don't like that, don't you? You dirty, dirty boy. Come and talk to me, Father. Look at all this cum. Doesn't it feel so much better to come in a pussy than in your bed after denying yourself the pleasure of a woman? No, don't regret it now. Not when it feels so good. Huh? You're right, Father. I will need daily confession from now on.